Kid Rock, Bad Bunny halftime show a middle finger to conservatives, MAGA crowd. By Jeff Poor on February 10, 2026. Monday on FNC's The Ingram Angle, Kid Rock discussed the Super Bowl halftime show a night earlier that featured Bad Bunny. During the Sunday halftime show, Kid Rock performed in the competing TPUSA halftime show. However, he called the Bad Bunny show a middle finger to conservatives and MAGA. Only thing that was said repeatedly today was that when people saw what the halftime show was like at the Super Bowl, they frantically were trying to find where you and the other performers were performing at the TPUSA event. And it took them a while, but they ultimately got there. And I think it's kind of a sad thing because you performed at the Super Bowl back in 2004 with Justin Timberlake. So, talk to us about the way that whole transition has happened. Kid Rock replied, "Oh, first of all, nobody remembers I played the Super Bowl because that was when Janet Jackson showed her boob. No one remembers I was on that thing. Man, I think this all started, man, I can go out for days. But the summit I would think back 2016 with collar cap took a knee, you know, to protests. I think it was racial injustice and police brutality and everything that, you know, he got a lot of people's panties in a bunch. Self, included. I did not agree with him, but nonetheless, he's got the right to speak his mind, do his thing. And Roger Goodell really had a real problem on his hands back then. And I think he was like, how do I get out of this and keep making the tens upon millions of dollars a year that I make in a predominantly male black league? So, he goes like, well, maybe Jay-Z will do it. Which is nothing against Jay-Z, he continued. I respect him for his hustle and his music. But it seems like there's a little bit of a DEI hire there going on. You know, to kind of like, oh, you know, black guys love Jay-Z. And of course, I'm not that ignorant. I know a lot of us love Jay-Z, not just black guys. But in the league where he had this problem, it seemed like, you know, oh, we'll bring him in. And so, you know, Jay-Z is not going to take that position of power and that money. So, you know, then they convened in a not-for-profit league until, you know, they quietly got rid of that tax-exempt status at some point. So Roger did not have to disclose his salary, you know. So, he had all sorts of problems. He added, so, he brings in Jay-Z, and what's Jay-Z going to do? He's going to do right by his base. That's where you hit Kendrick Lamar last year. There's a lot of people didn't get. I respect Kendrick Lamar, but wasn't my cup of tea. And you know, then this year you're like, wow, they're going to double down. To me, it was kind of just like another middle finger to conservatives, to the MAGA crowd, to my base, everything. Follow Jeff Poor on X at Jeff_Poor.